This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Dara Khosrowshahi has been the CEO at Uber for less than a month, but hoo boy, does he have his hands full. The company has been trying to recover from a long list of mostly self-inflicted wounds, which include but are not limited to allegations of sexual harassment, inadequate screening of drivers, a tech bro culture, and most recently, accusations that the company knowingly leased defective cars to its drivers in Singapore. And then this morning, word out of London that regulators there are not going to renew Uber's license to operate there when it expires at the end of the month. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson takes the wheel for this one.
That string of woes Kai listed, it adds up to one very bruised reputation for Uber.
Enough bad things have happened around Uber that the general population is less enthusiastic.
Brad Behrens is the head of the Future of Transportation Project at USC's Annenberg School.
I think it's empowered or enabled London to make this decision because it's not a universally acclaimed utility that's getting people places cheaper and faster.
Transport for London announced its decision by saying, quote, "Uber's approach and conduct demonstrate a lack of corporate responsibility." It also cited safety implications and called out Uber's approach to background checks and reporting criminal offenses, among other concerns. London hasn't announced any restrictions on other ride-hailing apps. Damien Jeredin is a professor of competition law at University College London.
They seem to be suggesting that Uber is not taking a certain number of rules seriously, and therefore they fail to meet the criteria in order to obtain this license.
Uber thinks there's something else at play here. Fred Jones is the company's head of cities for the UK and Ireland.
The decision today by the mayor and Transport for London clearly shows that they've caved in to the pressure exerted by a number of people and small groups that have a vested interest in protecting the status quo.
He says, yes, Uber has had a number of challenges and incidents this year, but London's decision is more about the taxi industry than its conduct. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.